Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. Let us have a quick look at Accounting Standard 9, Revenue Recognition. See, basically revenue here has a limited definition. It is not like every kind of revenue. The standard basically talks about sale of goods, sale of services and other income. That other income also restricted to interest income, royalty income and dividend income. All other kinds of income are discussed in the respective standards, but not by this standard. Yeah, what is revenue? Revenue is gross inflow of cash or receivables or any other consideration, that means barter, in the normal course of business, that is from sale of goods or sale of services or other income. But when it is with respect to agency relationship, if the company is an agent, then our revenue is limited to commission what we get, not the gross amount. Even though the definition says gross inflow, agency relationship, it is going to be the net commission is going to be the income. Yeah, here for sale of goods and sale of services and other income, everywhere to recognize, there are two conditions to satisfy. And the second condition in all the cases are same. That is second condition, I mean anyhow we'll discuss one by one. Yeah, let us start with sale of goods. Yeah, when can you record the sale of goods? The standard basically talks about timing of recognition of revenue. Yeah, when to record the sales journal entry. Yeah, that is sale of goods. As I said, two conditions to satisfy. One is significant risks and rewards related to ownership of goods is transferred to the customer. I repeat, first condition, significant risks and rewards related to ownership of goods is transferred to the customer. And second condition, there is no significant uncertainty at the time of transaction. No significant uncertainty at the time of transaction. Yeah. See, significant risks and rewards are generally transferred when you actually deliver the goods to the other party. This is in general, but not always. Sometimes goods may go first, but risks and rewards will be transferred later. Say in the case of sale of goods on approval basis, even though goods are gone first, but risks and rewards are transferred at later point of time. And in some other cases, risks and rewards will go first, but goods may go little later. Yeah, that is goods invoiced, build and hold concept. Basically goods invoiced, but it is held by the company. Yeah, when is this? When the company has the goods physically and invoiced it, that means they build it. But subject to like three conditions are there. One is the goods are not delivered to the customer at the request of the customer. Second, goods are identified, packed in condition, ready to ship, right? Third condition, yeah, the goods which are with me, I cannot redirect it. I cannot sell it to any other party. That means even though goods are with me, I'm like a bailee. I'm just having the possession of the goods, but I don't have control over the goods. That means risks and rewards related to the goods are already transferred to other party. Yeah, next, in case of installment, example, installment sales, if you see. In case of installment sales, yeah, goods have gone to other party, significant risks and rewards are also gone to other party, and there is no uncertainty, if you say, then yes, you are supposed to record the entire sale. And with respect to few customers, if you have any uncertainty, then you can make an appropriate provision for the same. Yeah, in any other case, like if it is subject to installation, yeah, there if the installation is a small, I mean not a significant work, then you can record the sale immediately once the recent rewards are given to the other party. If the installation is major, suppose a lift sale, yes, under that circumstance, only after installation you can record the sales entry. Yeah, if it is consignment sales are like when you have sold the goods, when you have transferred the goods to consignee, it is not a sale. Sale is only when the consignee sells it to a third party. Yeah, cash on delivery. Yeah, when the goods are delivered and when the cash is received, then you can say it is cash on delivery. Guaranteed sales, that means the customer has right to return the goods. Even in this case, you can record the full sales. You can record the full sales. Okay, you can record the full sales, and if you have any doubt with respect to some customers, then you can make a provision. Yeah, and sale and repurchase transaction. This is what asked in, even in the mock test by ICAI in the this November 2022. Yeah, sale and repurchase. Sale and repurchase is not a sale actually. It is a pure finance arrangement. So when I sold goods, I received the money, but I should record it as cash account debit to loan. Subsequently, when I buy, I am supposed to pay higher money. Our difference between initial money and subsequent amount is going to be treated as a finance expenditure. Next, if you have received money for subscription or publication, yeah, when the company gets, suppose ICAI received for student publication, first time money, that is an advance received from the customer. So cash account debit to advance. When ICAI gives the subscription or the book is delivered to you, then suppose one book is delivered, then advance account debit to sales is supposed to be recorded by ICAI. Yeah, let's come to the next topic, that is rendering of services. Rendering of services, again, here also two conditions. Sorry, in the earlier situation, second condition I forgot, there is no significant uncertainty in collection at the time of recording. Yeah. I mean, if you have any doubt on receipt, then you should not record that transaction. That means sales entry should not be passed. Yeah, but yeah, and if you have significant uncertainty subsequently, suppose significant uncertainty is there at the time of transaction, we have not recorded. Subsequently, significant uncertainties are removed, then you can record the sales entry at that time. Yeah, sir, when I have sold, there is no significant uncertainty, but subsequently significant uncertainty is arising. Then you are not supposed to reverse the sales. You are supposed to make appropriate provision for doubtful debts. Yeah, that's it. Point number one, topic number one is over. Next, second point is rendering of services. Services, right, here also two conditions as usual. When the services are performed, then you are supposed to record the sales. Yeah, and second condition, there is no significant uncertainty at the time of uncertainty in ultimate collection at the time of transaction, that remains the same. Yeah, services performed. The services performed, actually there are two methods I can say. One is proportionate completion method and the completed service method. This completed service method you can follow when the services to be rendered is only one in kind, and you have to complete 100% or substantial work has to be completed, otherwise you don't get the right to ask money from the customer. Yeah, in this case, unless until you perform the significant work, otherwise you are not supposed to record it. Yeah, and the second method is proportionate completion method. Here it could be work is divisible, or you have got more than one item of work. Yeah, suppose you out of 5 items of work, you have completed 2. That means 40% of work is over. Then to the extent of 40%, you can record the sales. Yeah, here are some examples. If you say installation fees. Yeah, when the installation is completed only, then you can say, yes, that is my money, that is my sales. Yeah, with respect to advertisement income. Advertisement income can be recognized only when the advertisement is appeared to the public. Yeah, insurance agency commission. Yeah, when the insurance policy became effective, a renewal amount is paid by the customer, then only insurance agent can record the insurance income. Admission fees for any program. Yeah, I mean, it is generally what you can do in SLM basis, correct? Now, one event, suppose you have collected the money for 4 events, one event is completed, 25% amount revenue can be recognized. Or specifically you say this event is bigger or another event is smaller, then you can accordingly allocate the total amount. Yeah, tuition fees, I mean the coaching classes or something, we can recognize over in SLM basis. Any entrance fees, that is admission fees for the school or college or something, like donation what you pay, it is all like a capital contribution by the student, that should be transferred to capital reserve, my dear. It should not go to profit and loss. Okay, any financial services also, sometimes financial services may be provided in one shot, once for all. Under that circumstance, Yeah, you have to recognize once the main perform, like suppose a loan servicing, loan is provided. Once loan approval letter is received from the banker, then we can recognize the our income in the profit and loss. Right. Let's go to the third topic, that is other income. Other income, as I said, first one is interest income. Interest income should be recognized on time proportion basis. Once the time is over, then we will get the right to ask. At the same time, the second condition continues. There should not be any significant uncertainty with respect to collection. And next point is royalty income. Royalty income will be accruing based on the agreement. Because royalty accrues may be based on the, sometime timing basis, sometimes based on the number of units sold. That's why you have to look at the agreement. According to the agreement, it will be accruing to you. And again, here also second condition, no uncertainty with respect to ultimate collection has to be complied. And the last one is dividend income. Yeah, dividend income, entity should recognize the dividend income only when it has the right to receive. Right to receive is established. We can say we have right to receive the dividend income only when it is declared by the other company at AGM. Yeah, after declaration by the AGM, then I can say it is my income. That day I can say dividend receivable account debit to dividend income. I hope, my dear, this is useful to you. Yeah, these other accounting standard related, these quick classes, audio lectures can be downloaded from my website, that is ravikantmiriala.com. Yeah, wish you the very best, my dear. Please share it with your friends. All the very best.